It was kind of hard to try to say things without saying why I felt that way, without it being like, oh, well, that kind of like leads into spoiler territory.
Well, now that we are in the spoilers podcast, we can talk about them freely.
We're back. This is Wool Earth.
I'm Dante.
And I'm Nate, and now we're in the spoiler section.
Yes. Alright, we are in the spoiler section of Thor, Love, and Thunder. What do we want to destroy first?
Okay, I have pros and cons. Should we do cons first or pros first?
I want to do a short little cons part first.
Cons? Okay. Let's do cons.
Regarding the Act 1. Too fast.
Yeah, I agree.
Way too fast. Okay, I did enjoy the first part. That it was Gore and his daughter and the god.
That was unexpected.
I loved that.
That was awesome.
That was cool.
But what a drastic change the very next scene.
It was so fast. It was like, this is where Thor is. He's been with the Guardians. This is also what Jane's going through. Now they're both.
Well, can I just say one other con I have?
Oh, Jesus.
I was excited to see the Guardians in this movie because I'm like, oh, the Guardians and Thor.
I know.
They got 5 minutes of time.
I think they got like 5 to 10 minutes of screen time.
And even with those 10 minutes, I wasn't really entertained. I was kind of like, okay, yeah, okay.
I did enjoy Peter Quill. His new look. His, like, very rugged, like...
Oh, yeah, yeah,
like,
yeah.
Hasn't shaved, is very much, like, exploring his rougher side of himself. He doesn't have Gamora anymore.
Yeah, yeah, he doesn't.
He's, like, he's still looking for his love, so he doesn't want to look appealing to other people. And I also loved seeing Kraglin with the fin.
Oh, yeah, he had
it
on.
That was fucking awesome. And I thought it was funny... at the beginning, they were showing the Guardian shooting and stuff, and Kraglin had it, like, in his eye. Like, he was, like, he had whistled too bad, and it, like went into his head or something. I thought that was funny.
A lot of humorous moments within that action scene, but it was happening so fast that there was just a lot to be looking at, and I'm like, I know I missed something. I know I'm going to have to rewatch it.
I know Mantis doesn't have a lot of, like, emotion in her face or, like, anything, but I felt like she was like, you could have put a cardboard cutout of her and still like paid the actress the same amount of money, because she did one thing and all she did was go,
oh yeah, they asked her what's the
like, how do you call the goats?
Oh yeah, how do you call them? That's what it was. Yeah, that was Drax
it.
Even there?
Drax was there. He was there, he had a rocket launcher, he didn't really, but like,
again,
the thing is, like, I think they only gave like 2 or 3 lines to Rocket, but that makes sense because he played a big part in Infinity War and Endgame with Thor, so he had the most time with Thor, so it made sense that they gave him lines, but still, I would have loved to see a little bit of adventure with them. Something.
The movie starts off and they're in the middle of a battle, and then it's like, alright, we're leaving. Like, what?
And the only reason they call in Thor is because they can't deal with it themselves, so they're like, all right, we need you, Thor. He goes down there and just wrecks everything.
Like, I liked his outfit. He got his, like,
That was cool.
Jacket, but it's, like, sleeveless.
I think, costume design-wise, it was a interpretation of Peter Quill's jacket from the first
movie.
Yes,
that's what I got the vibe of.
I feel like he just ripped off the sleeves and bedazzled the back.
His guns wouldn't fit inside those sleeves. I mean, they're massive.
I just thought that was fucking hilarious.
And he got his long hair back, or longer hair.
Yeah. I didn't like that Nebula was just, like, shouting the entire time. She had 2 lines of dialogue, and she was shouting both times.
I just felt like the Guardians were kind of disappointing. I was excited to see them working with Thor together, and I'm like, they're going to go on a space adventure together. And then I'm like, or they got 5 minutes of screen time, and they're off.
So, for the people that didn't watch the spoiler-free review, Nate and I are kind of in agreement that he thinks 2/3 of the movie he didn't really enjoy.
Yeah.
I think the first part of it, I didn't really like any part of it, except for the gore part. The 2 minutes of Gore, his child, and then Gore killing the god, becoming the god slayer. That was great. Loved that. That was a great little snippet of how we get introduced to the villain of this movie. But the rest, setting up Thor going to see Lady Sif, it was too fast.
It feels like there's a movie a longer movie that they originally wanted to make, and he had to like trim it down. It feels like there's material that we haven't seen.
I mean, there were set photos of Natalie Portman in this movie. Natalie Portman becomes the Mighty Thor. But the reason she does this in the first place is because she's battling with cancer. She's at stage 4, which is the most terminal stage, I'm pretty sure. So she goes to Asgard, where Valkyrie is now the king of Asgard. She's turned Asgard into a huge tourist trap. She goes to Asgard, Natalie Portman's character. She stands in front of pieces of Mjolnir because she feels like it's calling to her. She stands in front of the Mjolnir pieces. Something happens. But in early released set footage, there's a whole scene of Natalie transforming into the Mighty Thor there.
How do you know this?
Because they were released like 2 years ago.
Oh, whoa, okay. And I felt saw like them. The movie was, there's probably like a ton of material they cut out.
Yeah.
So that's probably it.
That's something they cut out. That's the reason I'm mentioning this.
I feel like two things that seem to be like areas they cut out: plot line with Jane and with Gore.
Also scenes filmed where he had with Jeff Goldblum's character.
Oh, really?
The Grandmaster.
Grandmaster?
And big, huge dude from Endgame that made Thor's axe. Peter Dinklage.
Yeah, that's not his character, though.
But that's the actor, so we...
Okay, I know you're talking about
that. That feels like at least a good hour.
Which is probably why the movie felt so rushed, because they were like, well, we have to cut to this, because we have to cut out stuff. And
it's the short... It's the shortest MCU film...
Is it really?
I think. Almost.
Okay.
I think it's almost the shortest. I'm pretty goddamn sure. It's 1 hour, 58 minutes. Not even 2 hours long.
Not even 2 hours.
They could have added something. It felt too short. The whole first act felt rushed.
Yeah. I mean, maybe it was the plot needed to get going, so they had to get... Well, but then it's like confusing. Cause you're like, I personally... Another con on my list was about Jane.
Yeah, don't get me wrong. I enjoyed Jane's entrance. It was cool. But I saw it in a trailer, so it's not like something that I was like super hyped about. Why would you do that reveal in a trailer if you're gonna stick with that reveal in the movie?
I don't like Natalie Portman's performance. I've never liked her performance in movies she does. It's fine if other people like her. I just don't like her performance. And I don't know if it's just she feels like she's just reading her lines, or if it's like she's maybe a great stage performer, but it felt like she didn't make me feel like she was really in the movie. Like, it felt like she's just reading her lines. Like, oh yeah, I'm supposed to say this.
Yeah, and I think in the pre-recording that we did, we were super excited to see Natalie Portman's like portrayal as Mighty Thor. Looking back on that, I was still excited to see Mighty Thor. That was awesome to see. Didn't really care for Jane.
I didn't either. I was like, I didn't care. I feel bad saying this, but I didn't care for her. I didn't care for her performance, and I didn't care for her relationship with Thor. I still felt like it was forced. I was like, they don't seem like they really love each other. He seems like he needs a love interest, and she's his love interest.
I'll agree with that. There were cute moments between them. I enjoyed.
Yeah, no, there was too. Yeah, like, they showed their past. And
there was some chemistry there, so it made the relationship more enjoyable. So they tried. And that's why I think at the end of the movie, I'm skipping completely to the end.
Wait, we're on the end now?
There's a part in the end. Mighty Thor is out of the franchise.
Yeah,
we're just, she came in, that.
Yeah,
she went, she saw.
This is what I think happened. I feel like this is what happened, which again is a total waste and a throwaway. If you're going to introduce a character like, oh, they have a new power, now they're a superhero and they're gone. It seems like it was Marvel's way of like, oh well, she left the franchise because of something happened behind the scenes. Because I guess she was upset with Thor 2 whenever that was being made.
And well, I mean, I something think everyone happened. Was.
And so she wanted out on the franchise, and then now she wants back in because Thor 3 did so well, and they bring her back. And I think their way of doing it was to give her closure, her character, and her.
I don't think they should have done that. I think they should have gave Mighty Thor a fucking like a thing. Like, either a franchise or something.
I personally wouldn't have wanted that, though. But it's...
I would have wanted something.
I get what you're saying. I just don't like that actress. So I was like, when we were in the theater and they were talking about her dying, I was like, I don't even care. Go ahead. Like, I guess I felt bad for Thor losing her. But I was also like, well, see, this is the thing. He was afraid of hurting and getting hurt and losing in the relationship and all that. And what does he do? He loses her. So it's like he's... also getting hurt again, so it's like...
This dude cannot catch a break
with
anybody he loves. But anyway, going back to Act 1, like,
Can I say one? Okay, it's kind of a, like a personal...
Or act two, whatever you want to
go. It's in act one. Okay. It's a personal thing, so I don't want to get too serious with bringing this up. But the whole plot line and topic of cancer is like very triggering to me.
Sure.
Because I lost a family member to that. It was like 15 years ago, but still, you know, it's never easy. Yeah. But I also can understand other people can relate to that. So there are things about it that people can find connections with. But yeah. I think it's hard to, for me, to want to see a movie with plots with that because it's just too serious for me. So yeah. I don't like seeing movies with that.
That makes sense.
That aside, I realized that in the comics that this was a plot line in the comics. So it's not anything personal with the writing, directing that I have issue with. It's just I've never been a fan of that sort of thing.
I'm pretty sure in the comics it didn't affect her as quickly after she picked up Mjolnir. Because in the comics she replaced Thor for a long time.
And I'm sure they gave you a better story of how she gets the power. This movie didn't really tell us much. Do I need to read the comic to understand this? It felt like they rushed into that and there was no explanation. We never saw her training. She just suddenly knows how to use her powers. And everything's fine. And, okay, the other thing with the hammer...
I mean, whoever wields the hammer can, like... They can tap into the hammer's power.
Oh, so that's not anything that she learned how to do? I mean, I thought she has to learn how to do it. She just knows how to fly into the sky.
No, it just gives you, like... It just gives you strength, like...
Okay.
Like, being worthy of handling Mjolnir.
Well, we've never been introduced to that. Like, Thor's had his whole life. Like,
that's true. It kind of went over it in that book that she was skimming.
Oh, that's right.
It was like, gives you strength, gives you vitality, gives you health.
It just seemed like okay. a cop-out to be like, oh, now you have all these abilities. But we never, like, okay, I guess it's kind of not the same, but I was going to say with Spider-Man, we've gotten our origin stories where we see him, like, learn his powers. In this MCU, we didn't see Spider-Man learn that. He kind of already knew.
But, I mean, we had... already seen an origin story like two times.
But we never got the origins of a Thor. We never got to see her training or like she just knew what she was doing immediately. And it was kind of like I wouldn't mind this if it had been 3 years she's been Mighty Thor. But it was like how much time had passed that she got that power? Was it like a week?
Maybe she had this for as long as Thor has been gone. Yeah, maybe.
Well, that's the thing. I think she got snapped or blipped, as they call it.
She did get blipped.
Okay, because we talked about that before.
Because when he said it's been 8 years, nine months, 6 days, and something.
Yeah, like whatever. So precise. Like,
whatever it was.
Yeah.
She was like, oh, like she had lost time.
And it was only 5 years to her.
It was like only four for her. Because.
Yeah, because she got blipped and came back and was like, okay, it's been only this many years. And he didn't, so.
Yeah.
So, maybe you're right. Maybe it's like this 4 years she's been.
Maybe she's doing had, this. Like, maybe she had it before.
Yeah.
And then she blipped, and then she came back, still had it.
Yeah.
And then was getting, like, to the end.
That would make sense, because Ragnarok happened before the blip, so...
But she did go when it was touristy, so...
Well, they didn't really tell us how long...
Yeah, it didn't really tell us how long it took for them to build up.
That's the thing, the movie doesn't have... The movie doesn't give room to breathe. It's just like, and we're moving on.
I will say, though, it takes a long, long time... to make a golf course, and they had a golf course. So
they did.
So,
but they have a god. But yeah,
I guess they do have like soldiers and that
they have Korg, who probably could, I don't know, step on it.
Allow me to introduce myself. My name is Korg. I'm kind of like the leader in here.
They also have Meek. Can't forget about Meek.
This is my very good friend over here, Meek. He's an insect and has nice four hands.
He's taking notes with his pen.
I was hoping that we were going to get a mention of Doug.
Doug has? Doug! Oh, no. Doug's dead.
You mean dead Doug?
Yeah, dead Doug. Yeah. It was fine, though. It was fine. The other character I want to mention is Valkyrie. I loved Valkyrie in Ragnarok.
Any scene she's in, she kills.
She's great.
Love her.
My issue is she didn't do much. I wanted her to be more heroic, have more...
I know.
More of a plot or purpose.
Like, I don't think this movie gave itself enough time.
Yes.
I don't know why I don't know what happened. It just didn't feel like there was much content as there usually is. But this happens in Act 1 as well. After everyone is freaking out after the first attack with the shadow creatures, Axel, who is
a cool
Heimdall's son.
Yeah.
Who's never been mentioned before, let me just say that.
It was cool inclusion, but also I'm like, well, when was it? Okay.
Like, when did he have this kid?
It was just...
But anyway.
A convenient plot line was needed.
Yep. When he called Thor, and after Thor showed up, I thought it was so fucking cool and creepy that Gore was just sitting there the entire time and just went, like, he just kind of showed up.
And he sat there and, like, got his puppet out.
Yeah. Like, when he was talking, dude, he took some notes from Heath Ledger. Like, he's acting very Jokerish right now.
Yeah,
sounds and looks creepy as shit.
He definitely poured on his acting techniques when I see him on screen.
I think there was only one part in the whole movie that threw me off about him playing Gore. When Thor walks back to Jane after they're in that, like, very weird realm, Gore turns to Thor as he's walking away. He's like, "Don't walk away from me." He says it exactly like Batman.
Yeah,
he's like, "Don't walk away from me." He's
he did see it.
"Oh, Batman's here." So, like, that was the only part that I was just like, ugh. It took me out of his character completely. Yeah. And it was right at the end of his character. So I was like, oh, whatever. Fuck it. Speaking of the second act, what did you think?
Second act, like, that's where, like, the whole children getting kidnapped happened.
That was still kind of in the first act, but it was more of, like, the children are kidnapped and they're going to Omnisidious City.
Oh, actually, okay, yeah. I remember now. The second act, the best thing about the second act, I think, was everything that was about the gods. When they go to Omnipotus.
Yes, thank you.
And they go to Zeus to talk to him about helping. The best thing about that is we never seen that. They never really talked about it. They always talk so highly about them. And then we see them, and they're all assholes.
they're like a bunch of, like, people just waiting for the next sex gathering.
Yeah, it was just kind of funny seeing how they spoke so highly of them, and now we're seeing them. And it's like the saying they say, don't ever meet your...
heroes' kids.
Thor
said that to the kids.
it is like that. But, like, I was thinking that before that scene happened, and I was like... Yeah, that's so true. Like, you have this idea of how they are, and then you see them, and you're like, oh, they're kind of dicks or whatever.
Yeah.
And the thing I liked about that was seeing how Thor was realizing how they're a bunch of dicks, and then he doesn't really want to be a part of that. And was like,
yeah.
And then, of course, like, he ends up getting in an argument with Zeus.
And then throwing Zeus's lightning through him.
Well, he catches it, which was, like, really cool how they did that. It flares up around him, and then he throws it back. It just made me think of, like, man, he should play football. But anyways, in that moment, I was like, whoa, that was really cool. And then afterwards, he's like, oh, the gods are probably going to hate me now. And, like, I'm probably going to be banished. And it was just funny how he handled it, where before he was all about wanting to be a god. And here he is kind of just, like,
accepting the fact that they're all just douchey jocks that want
now just... He looks at humans as like the ones that are worth being, rather than being around amongst
the
gods.
So you like that part a lot.
That was the part that I think was where it transitioned from Act 1 to Act 2, where I was like, okay, this is a plot line I like. Everything else in that plot, like in that second act, I felt like was kind of
You didn't like the Shadow Realm?
It was okay.
I thought the Shadow Realm was fucking dope.
Really?
Yeah, where the three of them went to the Shadow Realm. That was fucking cool.
I mean, the artistic, like, visuals were nice. Yes. Plot-wise, it wasn't, like,
I super thought impressive. Plot-wise, it was, like, fucking insanely well done.
What,
like,
was the plot?
Like, them going there to find the children, and then it being a trap.
Yeah,
set by Gore.
That's not, like, impressive, but...
Well, he just wanted to get the axe away from him.
Yeah, I know. To me, that like, I wrote in my notes, I was like, that it felt, like, so expected. It's just gonna be a trap. And that's the other thing about the kids being kidnapped. I felt like... We've seen other Marvel movies, and I'm like, oh, such interesting conflict in the story. And this one's literally like, oh, Gore took our kids. We need to get their kids back.
And also stop Gore from making a wish to kill all the gods.
Yeah, but it was just... It didn't feel as, like, exciting as other movies that we've watched and talked about. Mighty Thor's going to, and Valkyrie's there, and Mighty Thor throws the axe, and then Thor's like, wait, what do you do? Why'd you throw it? Get rid of it.
That was smart.
It was, but it was funny his reaction, where he's like, that was rude. They're like, oh, actually, no, that was smart, but he didn't get what's going on. But
I mean, and the only way for them to actually get back was the axe, because their ship had been destroyed at that point, and they couldn't just ride the fucking... So they actually had to use that, the axe, even though obviously Gore was wanting to just grab the axe and take it from Thor. Like, yeah, obviously that part super duper expected. I thought the visuals, Gore talking to Valkyrie about how she lost her love to Hela,
yeah,
was super intense and beautiful. I did think that whole section was fucking awesome, and
I just felt like it was a plot device, and I'm like, oh, then now they need his axe, and
well,
then
what other plot like, you need plot devices.
Yeah, but I didn't think it was a good plot. I just was like, okay, they're just the... But that's where I'm, like, when we get to Act 3, I felt like, okay, they made me, like... It felt more earned, where I was like, okay, I forgive them.
I think the reason I didn't need to, like, forgive them for it is because you needed that to advance the plot. So it's not like I needed to forgive them for something they had to do to get to the end of the movie.
It just was the thing that didn't work for me. But again, that I liked the God scene, so like, you know, you liked one thing, I liked the other. I'm like, well,
yeah.
You know,
I mean, I like the God scene too. Don't get me wrong. That whole part was fucking awesome.
Well, it's because you...
I actually was like sad for like a second when I thought Korg died.
Oh yeah,
I was like, yeah, no!
That sucked. That worried me for a minute. I was like,
over here, pile of rocks waving at you. Here. Yeah, I'm actually a thing. I'm a being.
Okay, his face is still there.
Yeah, I was like, are you kidding me? Oh, by the way, I wanted to mention that Taika Waititi played the rock god as well.
Oh, he also played the one with the beard?
Who was playing on a giant, or yeah, who was sitting on a giant throne of scissors.
Yeah.
Rock beak scissors.
That was funny. We also kind of briefly jumped over it, but I was just going to mention the goats in general. They always made me laugh, but they are...
They were
was
so annoying.
Yeah, I was going to say they're annoying.
And giant goats.
Oh, look at those. They are wonderful.
Yes, they are. They also scream quite a lot.
But they would make me laugh at random times, so I didn't mind it, but I can see some people not liking it. But I love how that was
the thing that kicked Thor off the ship in the beginning.
Yeah.
But I mean, like, he was gonna go to Sif anyway, but...
But I loved it when they got the goats, because they were funny and they scream everywhere, but then when they took their Viking ship and they got the goats on it, it was cool how they, like, ran across the rainbow, and it was, like, that made that it, like, a cool dope. Visual, but it was also, like, hey, they got Vikings and, you know, Viking ship and goats, it's just... And they're massive looking. Oh, of course, you got your Lego.
I have the ship.
Who's we got here?
We got Mighty Thor. We got Gore.
Spider-Man.
Oh, I had him hanging off the front of it.
Oh, okay.
Just because, like, I had him wrecking through Spider-Man's lair, so I wanted to put Spider-Man
on it. Did
they
name the goats?
Yeah, they did.
I can't remember them.
I think they did a good job of streamlining Act 2 a lot. Like, it kept the movie rolling. Like, even though, like, some parts, like the Shadow Realm for you, felt unnecessary or not worth it or whatever.
You know, I feel like it's probably necessary. I felt like I could have done more, but I don't. Maybe there's stuff they cut out that...
I was thinking that too. Yeah.
It just kind of felt like, you know, when you watch a cartoon and they're like, oh, the plot is we have to go run to this place and then he traps us. But the visuals, like, it was a darker... I mean, it was all black and white. That was interesting.
Yeah, it was all monochrome. That was fucking dope.
So there are some cool stuff there. I just kind of felt like...
They could have done more.
Felt like plot-wise, I was just like, oh, they just captured them and then now they're being trapped. I don't know. It just felt like lacking something. I'm not sure what.
I thought they did a good job there, film-wise. I liked how small that the planet was because they did that joke where the ship just ran directly into it. Like I said, with Thor, I felt like 90% of the time, his goofiness was just overpowering the seriousness of the moment. Like, going back to the first act again, but they were all screaming and, like, worried about their children. He comes in and he just says,
King Yakan, tell them what happened here today. Tell of the time that Thor, the ragtag motley crew, misfit desperados, turned the tide in the battle and etched their names in history. The odds may be against us, but I'll tell you this for free.
Here it comes.
This ends here and now!
Whoa!
He just, like, rambles about nothing for like 30 seconds and then they all bugger off. And it's just like, why did you do that? Could have said something, anything that would have been motivational or helpful in that moment, but he just decided to not. It just didn't feel right. You know, some of it was just too goofy for the seriousness of the movie.
How many catchphrases have there been?
A lot. Yep, jump the gun.
But hang on, he moves through shadows and he's going to the Shadow Realm. It seems like that's where he's going to be the most powerful.
You're right, we can't just go marching in there. It could be a trap.
Are you thinking what I think you're thinking?
I'm thinking it.
What are we thinking?
Thinking what?
I'm thinking it too.
Omnipotent City.
But yeah, I think they did a good job with Act Two. Obviously, there were some problems with it, but I liked seeing Zeus just die.
See, I think, to me, Act One was not good.
No.
Act Two was very okay, not. And then Act Three was good, and that's why I think I slowly started to like it more as the movie went, and I was like, okay, this is getting better.
Okay, so jumping into Act Three.
Okay, so Act Three, I want to mention that Thor's axe helps him teleport to places. Can Mighty Thor do that too?
No.
She can't. Can Thor take her hammer and do it? Well, I'm asking because they would like say, like, we need to leave. Why couldn't they just use one hammer and go?
Or, you know what? I think she can. She did fly off at that one part. Because when in the beginning act one, they were talking about how he lives in the shadows.
Oh,
she
yeah.
flies off. We need the rainbow! And then she's flies off right. and does that, I think.
They're in the shadow realm.
How do you know?
The atmosphere there has a darkness like no other. It's as if color fears to tread. It's unmistakable.
Well, then, if it's color we need, let's bring the rainbow.
Bring the rainbow? Is that a catchphrase or something?
She's only been a Thor for a minute. I mean, saving lives she's quite good at, but the rest of it, she needs work.
But I just was curious because there's... Okay, so
you're wondering how she got there, right?
Yeah, there's things like that, yeah. And I was like, can she do that? Can she not?
I don't know, but it doesn't explain.
I was confused, so like, okay, Thor goes to go save the kids. Mighty Thor has to stay in the hospital.
Yeah.
She's like injured, and I already knew where the story was going with that. And then he says he needs her to stay there because he doesn't want her to die. And if she uses the hammer one more time, then she will die. But he doesn't have his axe. So I was like, how did he get to where Gore is without using her hammer and his axe is over there?
Yeah, don't know.
That's what I was... And
plus,
then,
I don't know how he teleported with the lightning bolt.
Yeah, you're right. He used that too. I was like, wait, what happened? Okay.
That doesn't really make sense.
It made me think like, okay, Korg's telling the story. He doesn't know.
Okay, so that's why like after the movie, I told Ash Rider, I was like, I want to see it again because like there were parts in it that I just needed to like reevaluate.
So I'm like, wait, how did this...
Because if she came in after Thor had got the axe out, threw it to Axel, told Axel to teleport back, then... She could have come through. How did she come through before that? And it was never explained how that lightning bolt just suddenly has the power to teleport him.
Yeah.
Maybe it always had because
maybe Zeus uses
like,
it.
Exactly. Maybe that's how Zeus gets down to the earth.
Yeah. the other thing that I was confused about is, okay.
Gods just might use their weapons to teleport.
I was thinking like, Gore had the axe. Thor was with Mighty Thor and she's in the hospital. Why didn't he take her hammer with him when he went to go fight Gore using the weapon? And I thought about it and I was like, oh no, it's a plot device because she needed to show up to save him. And if her hammer was with him, she can't show up.
Well, I mean, also like at that time, there's a weird subplot between Thor and his weapons. I wasn't really into it. Talking to them.
I actually put that as a pro.
It's weird to me, but it works. It's cute that he like talks.
Well, that's
to
the
his
childish
weapons.
Like,
so like maybe he didn't take Mjolnir because he wanted his axe to be
not jealous of
not
him.
Jealous that he brought his
weapons.
Weapon. You know, like
no, there's some of that where I'm like, well, if you watch when Thor Ragnarok came out, they had a commercial for it, and it was called Thor Civil War.
I guess I'm just taking a break. We had this really cool adventure saving Earth, and I was pretty happy. Anyway, so I needed some me time, and I came to Australia, and that's when I moved in with Daryl.
Hello.
He doesn't know how to get in touch with you.
I don't have a phone.
He doesn't have a phone.
Send a raven. I just start my own team. Team Thor, of course.
And it would be me and Daryl. Just us, right, Dee?
Yep.
And it was him talking about the Captain America Civil War.
Oh, right.
And he's like, why didn't they call me? Why didn't they invite me? And it's this little like documentary style, and he's showing his he was living in New Zealand, and he's talking in that, and he has a little bed for his hammer, and he's like, oh yeah, Mjolnir's bed's right here, and here's where he sleeps, and here's where I sleep.
And didn't he have like a roommate?
He has a new roommate named Daryl, and Daryl's in this movie.
He's the tour guide.
Yeah, so all I'm saying is, like, he had a history of, like, treating his weapon as, like, a friend, where he's like, oh, I gotta put him in
his bed. I wonder
if
he got Daryl that
position. I really wanted to see more Daryl and Thor, like, interaction, because that was really funny in that.
Yeah.
But yeah, that was, like, years ago, but, so yeah, I always, like, thought that humor of him talking to his weapon in a funny way, and watching other people around being like, what's he talking about? And he's just a little obsessed with it. And then he gets a new one, and he's like, and the funny thing about the new and the old is he's like, no, this is my weapon. And he's like, you're back. Like, it was like a reunion almost.
Yeah, okay, this is going back a little bit. But maybe his accident go back and hit the Shadow Realm world because he had poured beer on it and it got drunk.
Oh my god, I forgot. He did give him alcohol. Yeah.
So, I mean... But anyway,
I mean, it is a random subplot, but yeah, and it's so silly.
So maybe that's why he didn't, getting back to our original conversation, maybe that's why he didn't
take it from
Jane when he went to go fight Gore at the end, because he did have the lightning bolt. That's weird, and I don't know how she got there with the Pegasus. The only thing I can think of is the Pegasus knows how to jump.
I feel like maybe a second viewing might answer these questions. The other thing I was going to say is, it made me thinking after finishing the movie, I was like, wait a minute, so his hammer broke it by Hela in Ragnarok. How come he couldn't put all the pieces back together, but Mighty Thor can do that and then shoots it out separately? Why couldn't he? He could have saved him some time having to build a new weapon if he...
Maybe he didn't think he could.
I don't know how. And they never explain how she does it.
I mean, think about it. Like, at the time, before Ragnarok, he didn't have time to go back to his little, Norway?
Yeah.
And find the pieces of his...
Yeah, he took off.
He was gone. He was in space.
That's true.
And he couldn't just teleport back. He couldn't get back to Earth. Yeah. So he had to go off to Nevelir.
Yeah, it was just something I was wondering. Yeah. I was like, wait, why did he do that?
Don't know how she got there.
But that's where I'm like, a lot of Mighty Thor Jane's character didn't explain much. I'm just like, okay, I'm just supposed to accept it. My last con, which is a small con though, no Loki in this movie. Loki has been in every Thor movie. So I was sad to not have Loki, but I also understand... How could he be in it?
He killed him.
Yeah.
And, I mean, there was tribute to him on Thor's back when you see him naked.
Let's see who you are. I take off your disguise and flick. Oh, you flick too hard, damn it!
Should we help him? Eventually.
And the play that they also tell in the movie, like, they have their play.
I don't know if you noticed this, but the list... It said everyone that he's lost. So it had Tony's name. Natasha.
Okay. I just think though that Tom Hiddleston, plays Loki. He's
a big involvement.
His chemistry with Chris Hemsworth is so great.
Yeah,
that I wish they could have had a moment.
I know.
But
I know. I was thinking it would make no sense. It doesn't make sense that he would be there. So yeah. I can't.
That's why
realistically expect that.
That's why it's like complaining. It's like a small con, because it's like complaining that they couldn't do stuff that they can't do. Or they didn't do stuff they can't do. But who knows in the future.
That's what heroes do.
Nice one.
Wait, I'm sorry, I didn't time that right.
All right, are we going into pros now?
We still got to talk about the end.
Yeah. That was in my pros list.
The end?
Yeah.
Okay, let me tell. Hated it.
Oh, you hated the ending?
Yep.
Oh, why?
We got a new character, Love. That's cool. Whatever. Jane died.
I didn't care that she died.
I didn't care that she died.
Yeah.
I cared that there's no more Mighty Thor.
Yeah.
That's what I cared about. I don't care about her at all. I love the character Mighty Thor so much that I wish that she was in another movie, even if I'm not like necessarily a fan of Natalie Portman.
You're just wanting more.
I want more Mighty Thor, and she's dead.
Even if it came out and you didn't like that movie, you'd probably still
prefer the option. Yeah. I'd prefer the option to view it versus not having the option at all.
Available, yeah.
Exactly.
So it's like, okay.
So the fact that she died, hated it.
Loved a little... What about Gore dying? I thought you'd probably hated that also. I liked his character, and I was like kind of wishing we had more of him in the MCU franchise. And I'm like, oh, he's gone already?
It would only make sense if he was still trying to kill gods, and he's only going after Thor, so it doesn't really make sense.
I thought maybe it would be some sort of, like, he'd been trapped.
I honestly didn't think that he needed to die, but I know that the Necrosword poisons the user over time, but...
I just like that performance, and I like that actor, so I was like, if they wanted to do more with him, I would be totally fine with it.
Yeah.
But no, they got rid of
him. I felt that way too, but at the same time, it didn't make sense for the character. And I get it, it doesn't make sense for the Jane character either, that she would still be alive. But have Mjolnir slow down the process of her cancer versus accelerating it. I'm pretty sure in the comics it slows it down.
I don't know why they're going to introduce something and then just take it away.
Like, it doesn't make sense.
Within its own movie.
Right? It doesn't make sense to introduce her and then kill her in the same movie.
Yeah.
Give her something. And I didn't care that Chris Hemsworth's daughter is now in the MCU.
And
love.
He's raising her, but it's not his.
No, it's his daughter, Chris Hemsworth.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm thinking of Thor. Okay.
It's not Thor's daughter. It's Gore's daughter.
Sorry, we're talking like we're jumping back and forth. Okay, so yeah, it is. Yeah. It's his real life daughter.
It's his real life daughter.
Well, I didn't know that.
Which makes sense why their chemistry at the end was like so on point.
But I was gonna say with the ending, what worked for me is I started to realize he was becoming a father figure to these kids, and in the final act, he's like rescuing them. And then he's having them fight with him. This is kind of a con, I guess, or it's a plot hole to me. He gave him his powers. He's
briefly.
Never done that.
Temporarily.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. Like, when is this ever... Is this in the comics?
Okay, so the way I interpret it, he was able to do that with Mjolnir. Because he told Mjolnir when he was with Jane in the flashback, look after her. It looked after her until she died. So he's able to imbue power within
his object. It's just not something we've explored up to this point.
Not everything that we've explored already has to be introduced before.
Yeah. Like, no, that's what I'm saying. Like, is this something that has happened before, whether it's this movie or in the comics? I'm just like, well, this is new to me.
Well, I mean, okay, so you gotta think, in the first Thor movie, Odin, after tossing Thor out, he whispers into Mjolnir, so you can imbue your magical objects with technicalities.
Yeah.
Or guidelines.
So he used that power to share it amongst the kids, and everything up to that point, when the kids were kidnapped, he was constantly talking to them, and they'd visit, and he'd tell them stories or whatever. And
I thought that was cute.
It was starting to, to me, it started to feel like he was going through parental role of, like, learning how to take care of children.
Yeah, fatherly.
Fatherly kind of.
Grow up.
And then near the end, I was like, oh, this is heartwarming, because it's starting to show, like, how he's dealing with trauma. He's like, yeah, maybe I lose somebody else, but let me help someone else that's in loss. And so taking Gore's daughter was like his way of trying to...
That was all fine and good to me.
That's what I liked about that.
But at the same time, I wanted him to fucking destroy Gore. I wanted them to like clash like majorly. And they did sort of, but it just wasn't anything that epic. So when I got that just conversation at the end, I was just like snoozing. But I would rather him save Jane than this little girl. And I'd rather see more of Mighty Thor than this little girl.
Well, I'm excited to see the future of Thor, because then the end credits it said Thor will return or something.
Yeah.
So I'm like, is he going to be a dad? Are we going to see him as a parent or whatever?
Yeah, Thor 5 might be a long way off, though, because...
Yeah. Or it might not even be a movie. He might be in someone else's movie.
Yeah. But if there is a Thor 5, I want it to be like, he's like... grown kind of old. So they did kind of set up something with this little girl.
Yeah.
With love.
Whatever it is.
Like the Young Avengers.
Mm-hmm.
She could be in that. And I mean, Thor could be in it. It was like a dad being like, yeah. I'm still mad because it's like, why bring back Nat? Like, I don't care if they're just like rounding off her character arc.
And then they had after credits with her.
Well, I guess they did establish
a
Hulk, which is nice.
Yeah. And then we saw someone else that was there, too.
Yeah, we saw Heimdall,
which
he's probably been looking at his son this entire time, being like, he's using the powers. He's got the gift.
He has my eyes. Oh, man.
Yeah, I don't know.
No, like, I feel like Marvel is just blowing up. There's just so many of these now that are coming out. And they do them so often, they're bound to have a flop. They're bound to mess up somewhere. I'm seeing like where they're at now in Phase 4, and I'm like, some of these work, some of them don't. But it's kind of like, I still feel like these movies I find more entertaining than watching a standard other movie. So I'm like, overall, Marvel has better
just preference.
Movies.
You know?
Yeah.
I did, honestly, I went back to the car thinking, did I hit my superhero oversaturation of superhero movies?
It
did
sounds
I,
like you might.
Did I hit
that? I actually think I like this movie more than you.
I think you did. But I, like I said, I want to watch it again.
Yeah.
Because there are parts that I feel like I didn't quite enjoy because I was too worried about how you perceived it.
Aww.
But at the same time, I enjoyed the movie a lot. But there are flaws in it that we have both discussed and talked about
I'm
that
like,
I didn't like.
Can I also mention one thing we haven't said yet? That was the soundtrack. I actually thought the soundtrack was really cool.
The the Guns N' Roses soundtrack.
I was loving that as they played it. It felt like it was something that
I love how
fit in with a Thor movie.
I love how Axel renamed himself Axel because of Guns N' Roses. That was fucking awesome.
It didn't like save the movie for me. It just was something that felt fitting to Thor's character. Certain songs that I'm like, he would have that movie. Song. But yeah, it was just something I felt like, man, Thor 3 and 4 are so vastly different than Thor 1 and 2.
Yeah.
So, like, polar opposite
and
almost.
And that's why I kind of feel like I want to watch 4 again. I still like this movie.
I think it was focusing a little bit heavier on being silly, comical humor. And then extremely trying to balance it out by putting something serious, like, right after. I'm like, this is kind of... No. Some of it just didn't... It felt a little jarring, I guess.
Yeah, so in the credits, when it says Thor will return, right? Mm-hmm. It would have been cool. It would have been great if Gore brought back his daughter, right? Mm-hmm. Thor's still there. He's taking care of her. Mighty Thor takes over the seat in Asgard, protects it with Valkyrie. And instead of saying Thor will return, says Mighty Thor will return. Because I would rather see that. I'd rather see a female Thor kicking ass right now.
But
I don't, but
the thing is, we don't know if she wants to do it more.
I don't care. I'm just saying I would have rather had that than just it saying Thor. Like, I would have rather
maybe she'll be in Thor's movie. But we don't even know.
It doesn't make sense if she would, but...
Yeah.
And I don't even think you can get to Valhalla any other way than dying, so...
That we know of. I don't know what they're going to do.
And you can't really...
Multiverse stuff, maybe?
Yeah, I mean, she could return as, like, a multiverse Mighty Thor... I don't know. I just would have preferred it.
I don't think it's the worst movie ever. I still think people should check it out. But it's one of those where I'm like, I'm not surprised if people don't like it.
I'm not surprised if people don't like it.
I was worried I wasn't going to like it. But I also don't think it's the best either. So it's just, it's okay.
I'm glad you gave it a 79.
Well, I've enjoyed this, and I think the movie was okay. Thanks for taking that.
I love that you gave a movie a 79, and you're like, it's okay.
Well, it could be better, but
and I give it like a 70, and I'm like, it's all right.
But thank you for taking me to the movie.
I'm glad the movie didn't suck. That's all that matters. And I'm glad my prediction was wrong about you hating the movie.
And we will be doing another podcast. I don't know what our next topic will be. But we hope you all enjoy listening and go see the movie and come back and check out our next episode.
I think one of our next like big episodes will probably be a superhero flick of some sort.
Okay. Probably. Yeah. Let's do other stuff besides superheroes, though.
Of course.
I don't know what, always. Though. Like, the thing is, I'm like, let's do something else, but I'm like, but I have no idea, so I'm not really...
Well, I mean, we've done some...
We have, yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, I've been Dante.
And I'm Nate.
This is the Woolworth Podcast. Wait, you can check us out on...
I wasn't going to turn it off.
You can check us out on Spotify and Instagram. You can also hit us up on Instagram and let us know what you thought of this episode or any of the previous episodes. Let us know by going to Apple Podcasts and leaving us a review. They really help. I hope you guys all have a fantastic day.